My name's Gerald Chavez, and I'm new here to BPN Radio. I'll be discussing business, working with God, and walking with God in a daily fashion. Let's start off with prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I pray that you're with us, that you lead and guide us in this discussion, God, and I pray that you be glorified in all that we do. In Jesus' name, amen. So what do I do? Well, I'm from the Central Texas area, born and raised, and I opened up my own company in the healthcare field right at 15 years ago. And prior to that, I worked for one of the largest healthcare providers in the state of Texas. So I've been doing my craft for quite a while, and it's pretty much all I've done post-graduation. So coming here to BPN Radio is a bit of a stretch for me. I am good friends with Dale Gentry's son, Rick Gentry. I feel like I'm good friends with Dale and Jean as well. I love the Gentry family. They're godly people, and they've done a lot for me in my life, in my walk with the Lord. And BPN Radio is something that I would advise you look into just to learn more about business and learn more about the ministry offered here at BPN Radio, and to see if Marketplace Saturday is something that'll work for your business too. It's connected with Facebook and social media left and right. It's very, very up to date, so you'll find it an easy way to connect with. If you'd like to have your own show, it's real easy to do. Just look at bpnradio.com and search around, and you'll find a place there where you can actually become one of the presenters on Marketplace Saturday. So I've described what I do. Let me describe who I am. Family of five, raised in Austin, Texas, married a gal, also an Austin native. We have four kids. Three are out of the nest and have started on their way to adulthood or in adulthood, and we've got one left in the nest, a 16-year-old daughter. And why am I doing this? I've asked myself that question, and I have an answer. And it's simply this. I have to proclaim and describe and share all that God has done for me in my personal life, in my professional life. And I've had some things happen in my life where, okay, like I've had a friend that actually saved me from drowning. His name is Abel. And for years, if I saw Abel anywhere, at a restaurant, in the store, you'd hear my voice raise about to about a 10 on the volume scale to call out his name. And if anyone was around him or with him, I was quick to share how Abel saved my life, how he pulled me out of that raging river after I fell out of my tube. And I didn't know how to swim, by the way, so, you know, that's not a good thing. What's Gerald doing in a tube in the river not knowing how to swim? And yeah, he pulled me out, saved my life, and I kind of just went for the next 20-something years. Anytime I saw him, hey, there he is, there's Abel. Hey, let me tell you what a good guy he is, how he saved my life. About a year ago, I started really having these different dreams. And one dream in particular that kind of started it all, and this whole path towards sharing more, was a dream where Jesus was laying his life down on the cross, and I was the only one around, and it was obvious he was doing it for me. And, you know, I think I've had that dream a couple of times, and I'm sitting there telling the Lord, I'm just not worth it. You're the Son of God. Please don't do this. I'm not worthy, period. Please don't do this. And then it dawned on me. Jesus has saved me from my sin and from God's wrath and from hell, and I haven't shared that with anyone. I haven't gone around and told anyone what Jesus has done for me and how he saved me. Yet, I have talked about my friend Abel for 20-plus years. And that was pretty convicting for me, and I realized it's time to take that bold step, albeit a small, tiny step here on the internet radio, but I am going to start that journey now with you And I hope that you take something away from this that blesses you and that draws you closer to the Lord. I've also been blessed by different teachers in different Bible studies, and one in particular, a good friend of mine named Dan. One day, up in the front of our class, he just asked a question that really kind of rocked my world, and I thought, you know, this is huge. I need to apply this in everything that I do. He simply asked, at the end of the day, can you sign Jesus' name to everything that you've done? Work, play, home, all of it. That's what he asked. And I just sat there thinking, oh, well, that's a lot of work. And of course, could I? And it became a challenge. He told our class, I challenge you, go through your day. Go through the day and make sure that everything that you're doing is something that you could sign Jesus' name to. That's a daunting task. I mean, we're human. It's mistakes happen. But I could feel something moving in my heart. Something that was like, you know, this is something that you ought to strive for daily. And so I started, and it hasn't been easy. It's been very, very revealing of my own shortcomings, but I've grown spiritually so much in just thinking in those moments, those pivotal times during the workday, when that phone call comes, or here's that email, or what do you mean it's late again, or it didn't come, all those shortcomings, the invoice that was sent and no one has sent the money in, the package that didn't arrive, the employee that is showing that same old behavior that they promised would go away, or more of a bureaucratic type mess. My business involves a lot of bureaucracy, a lot of federal and state regulators. And in those times, reverting back to the old, you know, gnashing of teeth and just shaking my head, it's been better. Over the past 4 years, I'd have to say that practice of during the day, can I sign Jesus' name to all of my actions at work, on the way home, at home? And that's really helped me stay on that straight and narrow path. Another thing that Dan used to bring up was this whole battle is supernatural. And yeah, we read the Bible, we know that the supernatural is part of it. Angels, demons, hell, Satan, all the players. It is a battle. And Dan would just mention it's kingdom, meaning kingdom of God, versus the cosmos, meaning those things that are secular and not of God, that are working against God. And that those two little things right there really just worked for me. And I started to apply those principles. Simple. I can't even say that they were even based in a really developed or exaggerated Bible study plan. It was put in plain English, and it really reached me. So over the weeks that come, I'll share more about the little things in my past that I've really held on to, and that have helped grow me as a Christian, as a believer, and as a businessman. I'll also be sharing some music that my daughter likes to do from time to time. She plays, she sings. That song that I played in the intro is one of her songs. It's an original. And it's just the way that I can kind of share what she does. She does sing at church on the worship team. We attend a church here in Central Texas. She's been participating in different worship teams since age 13. She has a gift of a voice, and she is developing it and is thinking about becoming a worship leader in the future. So I thought this would be a great way to have her create some projects, and I could share them on the radio, share them with you, and I hope that it blesses you. I'll also be sharing more about my work and what I do, and let's start with that right now. So I said healthcare. And it's healthcare that's designed to help folks with developmental disabilities. It's something that just drew me in at age 21 and I haven't been able, I just love it. I haven't even thought about doing anything else, unless it's been a bad day, or the regulators are making things difficult, or there's all those other things I talked about, the ups and downs of the day. Reaching out to the Lord has been a big help, but in those early days, there were some days I came home thinking I can do something else. Maybe Mom's right. Med school might be where it's at. But helping folks with special needs is unique in that you really end up learning more about yourself than you do about them. And you find out that folks that have disabilities, deficits in the intellectual processing, a lot of them still find a way to face the day with a smile and dignity. We're going to take a quick break for a song, and when we come back, we'll start today's topic with tithing, even in the hard times. was my daughter Meredith singing This Is the Air I Breathe. And now on to tithing. So I'm with this big company doing the healthcare thing. We're working all over Texas. We're branching out into some other cities, other states. And I decided I didn't want to continue on that path. And it was time for me to start my own business. Stepping out on faith, that's huge and scary, not to be taken lightly. Yes, I prayed about it for weeks and weeks, and I would advise you to do the same thing if you're going to step out and do that entrepreneurial first leap out there, diving into business with no net. Yikes. Just thinking about it, those first couple of weeks, how was I going to pay the bills? What about the mortgage? The three kids in private school and the fourth one just born. What am I thinking? Why am I doing this? And really, it came down to prayer time and feeling called to and led to in that prayer time. But that first step is so scary. You're letting go of the sure thing, the regular check, and waiting for the phone to ring, hoping, praying that the phone rings to bring you your new business or your first business. Is anyone going to call? Are they going to come? Can they find you? Do they know you exist? Yeah, everything like that flowing through my mind. And it would flow through your mind too, I'm sure. So put yourself in my shoes. You're sitting there taking this leap of faith. And then it's Sunday. Gee, there's money in the bank. And that deposit column is empty. Meaning, since that last regular check, what's incoming? I don't see anything yet. And that's where I was in that moment. And I'll tell you this. In all the Bible study that I had done, in all the praying and prayer groups and groups of people I had praying for me, the one thing that the wisest and successful ones told me to do was to continue tithing. And that kind of hurt to write those tithing checks, not knowing if there was going to be an income. So I wrote the checks using the same amount that I had during my regular salary time. My wife even looked at me thinking, hey, yeah, let's do it. We're called to do it, and we're going to do it. She was on board. Of course, she's a preacher's kid, so that helped too, and she had a lot of backing. And of course, her dad talked to me at length and said, yeah, just do it. And then it happened. The phone started ringing. And it's overwhelming when you step out on faith like that, even with something as simple as the tithe, to see it result immediately in your business taking its first baby steps. Maybe it's not always going to be immediate for everyone, but it really was reassuring to me that God hadn't forgotten me, and that it wasn't just my idea to go and start my own business, but that I was going to do this, I had prayed about it, and I was going to do all I could do to help it glorify Him. I was going to run my business differently. Truth was going to be the baseline measure of everything we did. Generosity. Why even do the business if you can't be generous? Grace with clientele, with bureaucrats, with employees, always having the right temperament that just represented what God had already done for me in my life. So, tithing, try it. The Bible's very clear. We're called to tithe. If you're going to make the money, well, where'd that money come from? It's all His. And even tithing it's kind of elementary to think, okay, this first fruit, this portion is His. And then go beyond that. We started exercising some skills of, well, let's just give more and see what happens. And I can tell you this, that God has continued to bless us, and in more than just financial ways. He's blessed us with health. He's blessed us with knowing Him. That's been the biggest blessing. just to know that God was there, that God holds his to his he holds himself to his promises. You're not ever going to outgive God, that's for sure. And so giving, be generous in your job, in your work field. Be generous with the folks you work with. Let them know what God has done for you, and then show that love to those folks, even if they're outside of the faith. It's very, very simple to stand back and say, well, I'll be nice to certain folks, but not nice to all of them, especially ones that are different. But it's important that to remember who you're representing. Who are we representing in what we do? You're representing the Lord. Even when you're driving in line at the grocery store. I know this. I do it to myself all the time. I really need to worry about how I'm representing. Am I looking at people through the lens of what God thinks of them? Oh, they must have some issues. Yeah, I think God would see them this way. And instead, you know, when I've read the Bible, the way it speaks to me is that when I'm looking at people, I should remember that in my own eye, there's that huge chunk of lumber. So before I go and look at their speck in their eye, I can't even get glasses on with this big hunk of lumber hanging out of my own eye. And what that really does for me is it helps me to first soften my heart and realize how much God has done for me in forgiving me for the sin, that chunk of lumber in my eye, that huge, huge timber, as the Bible calls it. So that when I go to that person, I'm not a hypocrite. And I'm not thinking, well, I've never thought like they do. And obviously, they have issues. I don't have those issues. No. What it helps me understand is that God's really watching me in that interaction and not them. He's waiting to see me walk out my faith to put the words from his holy word that I've read and tried to read more and tried to read more and tried to just sow that seed unto myself. And he's waiting to see the application. And that, those are beautiful moments, and I would suggest, even in business, especially in business, exercise that as well. So you have tithing, you have generosity, you have grace and mercy and love. And yeah, that sounds, well, you know, like a fairy tale. Oh, grace, mercy, love. Every day, do it? I would say yes, and that's a challenge for you and for me. We're both challenged to do that. God's going to handle the problems. He's sovereign. Everything's within his control. Yes, everything. And we can go to Romans 8:28 and look at that and know that that's a true word too. We should find God's word infallible, just like it is. Where we don't agree with the Bible, guess who's wrong? It's me and you. We're wrong. His word is always right. God's perfect. Starting off the day with that knowledge, and this is also presented on the BPN Radio website in Dale Gentry's biography. That's a wonderful video clip. I would advise every listener, you should go and click on that and just let it play. There's some wonderful pictures that'll take you back a few decades. You'll tell by the hairstyles and the cars, but it's the story of Dale Gentry's walk with the Lord and his surrender to the ministry. And I'll tell you, I had never known this, but when God spoke and the Holy Spirit worked on Dale and he felt that he needs to give the first hour of the day to the Lord, and then the rest, God would just use him in a mighty way. I want that. I wish I had heard that, and that had been the word that had been given to me. So why not start the minute I wake up? remind myself today's another day to serve Him, to glorify Him in all ways, in all things. Walk in prayer. Don't ever let go. I don't know why I got into the habit of, okay, 10 minutes with God. There you are, God. Business, work, emails, text messages. Let's go. Get the day started. I'm working now toward not hanging up the proverbial prayer phone or the prayer line to the Lord. Why not stay in that as long as possible? That's another goal I have. And what I'm going to share with you over the next few weeks is my journey into that. Can I really stay attached to that moment with God? I've also worked on getting rid of the noise in my life. I wanted to fill more of my time with the right music, whether I'm listening to Southern gospel or contemporary Christian. I find that driving to and from different clients' homes with the right music on, man, it's a blessing. It just gets me through those tougher moments and keeps me engaged and focused. And that's something that I learned growing up. My dad was famous for saying, now stay focused. And that was his way of saying, concentrate. Know the task at hand and stay focused. Well, staying focused on God through surrounding yourself with good friends for great fellowship, other believers, that's a necessary thing. That'll help take the stress off of even the worst day. Family, have that special prayer time with your loved ones. And if you don't have family, definitely get with a church or a prayer group, and that's your family right there. That's who you reach out to. They're there for you in your time of need, to love you, to care for you, to pray for you. And getting lifted up by a fellow believer is wonderful. It's how we face those stresses of the world. And this world has tons of stresses. I hope you've enjoyed this first episode. There's more to come. I look forward to it, and I'll talk to you next week. Until then, you have yourself a very blessed week. Take care.